Yatza v'Hayisa, Ma Kish Havaya L'Yitzia, Ma Yitzia B'Shtar Af Havaya Nami B'Shtar. So the Gemara then asks, well, let's go in the other direction. Akish Nami Yitzia L'Havaya, Ma Havaya B'Kesef Af Yitzia B'Kesef, Amar Abaya Yomru Kesef Machnis Kesef Motzi. What's the issue? Sanegor Na'ase Kategor. And that would be an improper hekesh. We're dealing over here with two totally different processes. Ihachi shtar nami yomru shtar motzi shtar machnes kategor naase sanegor. So Gemara distinguishes mile dahai shtar lechud and mile dahai shtar lechud. Hachi nami hai kaspa lechud v'hai kaspa lechud tiva mia chadhu. Okay. So we have a hekesh that goes in one direction, and the principle of ein kategor naase sanegor breaks the hekesh from the other direction. Tosus over here was bothered by what appears to be a lack of consistency within the sugyas. That on the Dalet Amud Beis, we wanted to bring a raya from the world of Amma Ivriya to the world of Kiddushin. And we pointed out, Yim Tomer Yim Kain Hechi Kamar Leel Ma La Amma Ivriya Shekain Yotza Bekesef Edinu Shetehei Niknes Bekesef Adraba Griusa The Ein Kategor Naase Sanegor. That on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara appeared to go in the direction that if we find in the world of Amma Ivriya that Yotza Bekesef, then we should be able to learn out to the world of Kedushin that nichneset lekesef, namely that we have no problem at all in terms of a yotza v'hayisa of learning even from Amma to the world to the you know I'm sorry excuse me I'm sorry take I take that that's it, take one step back. In other words, the Gemara thought of learning from Amma Ivriya to the world of Kedushin, that we should have Kedushin bekesef. And then the Gemara has a pircha. The Gemara has a pircha. You can't compare the world of Kedushin to the world of Amma Ivriya, because in the world of Amma Ivriya, we have a situation where nichnasa bekesef, yotza bekesef, but we don't find that parallel situation in the world of Kedushin, and therefore we need a pasuk ki kachish. But it's mashmah from the Gemara that there's absolutely no problem about the fact that in Amma Ivriya we have a yotza and a nichnasa bekesef. We don't say over there ein kategor naase sanegor. Why in Amma Ivriya are we not bothered by ein kategor naase sanegor, and in Kedushin we are bothered? That's what Tosos asks. So there are two approaches to answer this question. One is that of Tosos, and one is that of the Rashba. Let's first look at Tosos, since we already began with the question of Tosos. We'll see the answer of Tosos. V'yeshlamar de ba'ama ivriya lekala meymar hacha. L'fi shemetchila aviha mochra l'shifchus. Hu mekabel ha'kesef min ha'adon. Im ken kishu rotza lefdosa, din hu shiyekabel ha'adon ha'kesef. Avo ha'ish shemekadesh isha ha'kol ba'al yado. Ben kedushin ben gerushin. Ha'asam shayach ha'mifrach. Yomru kesef machtis kesef yotzi. What is Tosus pointing out over here? What's the basic distinction between Amma Ivriya and Kedushin? That in Kedushin we're bothered by the issue of Kategor and Sanegor. We're bothered by the similarity. Masha'enkein in Amma Ivriya, the similarity not only doesn't bother us, but it makes so much sense that there should be a parallelism. What's the core of the distinction? Yes, Yaakov. So what Yaakov said over here, I think the ikar of his language was the question of back and forth. Namely, that in the world of Kedushin, it's one directional. We have the husband giving something to his wife. The husband gives something to his wife, and that creates Kedushin. The husband gives something to his wife, and that breaks Kedushin. So when we're dealing with something which is one directional, the fact that we would have the same object that would both create and break, that would be a problem of kategor naase sanegor. Ma pitom that which creates should break, and ma pitom that which breaks should create. That there we have an issue. That's the Gemara felt, you know, would undermine any limud from a hekesh. Ma'ashein kein, as Yaakov pointed out, in the world of Amma Evriya, we're not dealing with one directional, we're dealing with two directional. To create the world of Shivchus, the Adon gives the father. And so therefore, to break the world of Shivchus, the father slash Ketana should give the Adon. That makes perfect sense. There's no issue of Ketegar and Senegar. In other words, there we're dealing with two sides of an equation. We're dealing over there with two different processes. To create, we have money going from party A to party B. To break, we have money going from party B to party A. That makes sense. There's no issue. In other words, there we're dealing with two sides of a coin. Masha'en came by us. We're dealing with one side of the coin. We're dealing where it's one directional. The husband is giving the husband is giving the kala there, that he should give the same thing to break and the same thing to make. That's what's problematic. That's what Tosis says. But what, you know, it's by Lechora, Tosis gives an answer of how to unravel the Gordian knot. But could you just break the Gordian knot in a much easier manner than Tosis does? In other words, is Tosis' question really a question to begin with? What does the Rashba say? Let's look at the language of the Rashba. Yomru kesef machnis kesef motzi, yomru sanegar naset kategar, the kesef shemotzi bama evriya, eno kategar, zelo nichnesa elo l'shifchus. What is the Rashba saying over here? This is not Tosfos, right? What is the Rashba saying over here? What is the klutz kasha within, according to the Rashba, within Tosfos? Why is it a false question? What's the false assumption? Yes?
No bad and good.
Excellent. All right. In other words, in the world of Shivchus, says the Rashba, we're dealing over here with a business deal. In other words, there's no kategor, there's no sanegor. It's a win-win. The girl wants money. The adon wants work. And so they have a deal that she goes in and works and she gets money. She wants to leave, so she gives money and she gets her independence back. There's no kategor and no senegor. There's nothing positive and nothing negative over here. Masha'en kein, in the world of marriage, the assumption of the Torah is tavla meitav tandu mila meitav armalu. Women would rather be married, so getting married would be a world of senegor. Breaking the marriage would be a world of kategor. You have a positive and a negative. Here we have an issue that we shouldn't have the same means to create the positive as we have to create the negative. But in a business deal, why should there be an issue? That's the question doesn't get off the ground according to the Rashba. No? And what does Tosfos think? So what's Tosfos' svara? Excuse me? Shivchus, which part is negative? Getting involved? The fact that something is Baal Korcho doesn't necessarily mean that it's negative.
Or leaving.
Which would make, in other words, but I think let's just redefine Kategor and Sanegor. Not in terms of good and bad, but rather.
Well, there's an aspect of issues within this as well. There's a here.
That is possible, but that Tosfos doesn't raise here at all. We'll come to that later on, you know, in terms of where Yiyud hits in. But let's assume like the Rashba, that we're dealing over here with a deal, and everyone, it's win-win. Everyone is happy with a deal. Could we still speak about Kategor and Sanegor? And I don't necessarily want to say that the machlokes between them is how to view Shivchus. Are they liberals or are they conservative? Right? Are they Trumpites or are they Clintons? I don't want to get involved in that. That's 21st century. Let's talk about simply assuming that Shivchus is a, you know, a normal way of life in terms. It's a sachir. It's no worse than being a sachir, but it's a sachir. You're a hired hand. For rather than being for a day, rather than being a skir yom, you're a hired hand for 6 years. So you have a long-term contract. There are tremendous positives in the long-term contract, leaving aside the issue of yield. You have security, you have job security for 6 years. In a chenami, you can't leave, but it's like being in the army. You wouldn't say being in the army is negative. I mean, some people may view it that way, but you know, again, that's 21st century. In other words, you know, you have a long-term contract. So what? How could we redefine sanegor and kategor? Excellent. In and out. Namely, creating a relationship and breaking a relationship. Creating the relationship we'll call sanegor. Breaking the relationship we'll call kategor. And so Tosfos holds that it doesn't make sense to say that you would have the same means to create a relationship as to break a relationship. That's, in other words, the assumption is that creating a relationship, that would be the world of kategor. Breaking it would be the world of creating with the world of Sanegor, breaking with the world of Kategor. You know, it's simply that we have a certain interrelationship between people. To create that, in other words, and to break it, we shouldn't have the same means. Okay, in any case, in other words, the question over here, are we searching for subjective categories of Kategor and Sanegor, or is it enough, you know, simply to be dealing with breaking or making a relationship. Itachai. Okay, so then the Gemara continues. Rava Amar Krava, Kosav Lo. In other words, the Rava has another option for to break the Hekesh in the opposite direction. The Kosav Lo, Biksiva Miskareshes, Ve'ena Miskareshes, Bikesef. We have Xeris Akosav to break the Hekesh from to break the Hekesh from Yitziah to from Hachnasa to Yitziah. Because of Lo, Biksiva Miskareshes, Veina Miskareshes, Bikesef. Ve'ema Biksiva Miskareshes, Veina Miskadeshes, Biksiva. The law relates to the fact that we are dealing with something exclusive. How do we know the exclusivity is to take out kesef from gerushin? Maybe the exclusivity is to break the hekesh, is to say that there shouldn't be kedushin bishtar. Haksiv v'yotzev ha'yisa makish. We have a hekesh and we have exclusivity. So one of them is going to include and one of them is going to exclude. Amara isa, the direction that Rava takes. Mistabra koi begerushin, memayit gerushin. The exclusivity is in the world of gerushin. Koi begerushin, memayit kedushin. However, there is no exclusivity in terms of kedushin. There we have a hekesh. So, urav yosei guli daafik lei lahaikra ledrasha achrina she'ena miskareshes bekesef me nolei. Again, assuming that we're not going to build on ein kategor nasa senegor, looking within the psukim, amakra sefer krisus. Sefer korsa, the end of our acher korsa. So we have exeris akosav. You can't use kesef for gerushin. Urabonon, who have other sources, my krisus, my avdila, mi boila ledover hakores, veino, uveina. That we need a form of gerushin that does not leave attachments. What does that exclude? Kedetanya, hareza gita, hamanashalotishti yayin, hamanashalotilchi, leves avich leolam. Ein ze krisus. However, if it would be almanat shelotish tiyayin or almanat shelotelch lebeis avech kol shloshim yom, then harezo krisus. Rav Yosef Gulili mikares krisus konafchei rabbanon kares krisus lo mashmalahu. Okay, so the question is over here: what kind of tnai would undo the world of krisus? What would be considered to be an ogidbe? What would be considered to be that which would still attach the woman to her husband to the degree that the get would not get off the ground? So here you saw a machlokes rishonim. Let's look first in Tosfos, and this Tosfos, as you see in the a mishpat, is found all over Shas. It's found in Erevin. It's found in Sukkah. Found here, same chiluk. Pirish bekuntras kol yameha neegedes lekayim. Tanai ze machmato. Rashi and Tosfos say that what word over here is the most important word in these two conditions, both by the world of Beis Avich and Yayin, that breaks krisus? la'olam, la'olam. Something that is la'olam. Something is la'olam, that breaks krisus. V'yim tomar amai lo amar de lahave get, sherei im meis aviha yecholo hilikones levayis, v'shuv eino ne'egedis bo, de lachar misas aviha lo chashiv beis aviha, kid amrinam b'nedarim, konin lebeischo shani nichnas, meis o macharo mutar. In the world of Nadarim, we see that Misa breaks the Neder, breaks the Chalus HaNeder. So, who hadin in the world of Tanai? Were her father to die, then this would no longer be a Tanai, and therefore Tosa says it is not La'olam. Namely, what over here is the standard of Tosos? When is something not La'olam? Not only if it's for 30 days, but when is something not La'olam?
Any amount of time.
That what? Any
time that I could end.
Any possibility. Any possibility that the Tanai is not La'olam means it's not La'olam. Doesn't mean that we need to know that it's not going to be a La'olam. If it's possible, namely if you condition something on the existence of a person, no one exists forever, you condition something on the existence of wine. Wine doesn't exist necessarily forever. It can spill, it can get spoiled, etc. The moment that it lends itself to not being la'olam, that already is not considered to be a chisaron of krisus. Lends itself, that's all you require. And Tosis asks that the tanai of lotech leves avich la'olam lends itself not to be la'olam, because the father could die and then the Tanai would no longer apply. So what does Tosis answer? V'yeshlamar de beis aviha kruyim ko yotze chalatzav shel aviha. Afal gav shemes. Kedaksiv gabi tamar shvi amana beis avich. Afal pi shemes aviha. Who was Tamar's father according to Chazal? Hotziyuha v'ti saref. Why was Tamar chayevet misa? So of course, often when there is shame, right? She was a bas kohen ki sechel v'znos esavi he mitchalelet ba'esh tisaref, and shame was already gone. We know how long shame lived, and so shame already died, and still it's called shvi beis aviha. So we see that there's a concept of beis aviha that is eternal. Beis aviha is la'olam. There's always going to be by any Jew some yotzei chalatzav. Some descendant. There's always going to be someone somewhere who is going to be related to that Jew, and that's going to be the La'olam.
Would there be a knock if she was the only descendant left?
So I'm saying that even if she may be the only daughter, so if there are no daughters, so it's going to go, then what would happen to this house? It would go to an uncle, and it would go to a cousin, it would go to someone.
Okay,
it would stay in the family.
It's not possible that the whole family could have. Like,
no, that's what we're saying. They're all, as long as there's a Jew in the world, or two Jews, they're always going to be related. The only question is who's closer, a relative. By goyim, who are mitgayer, there you have a situation that when the ger dies, there's no one, right? Nichsei oder b'nichsei hager. When the ger dies, and so then yitachen is kekatan shenola dami. He has no parents. He has no past, no future. And so then we have the hefker. That's the famous story of Rav Avram Hager, that there was a famous ger in the time of the Gra who had been a son of a count. And he was mitgayer, and his father was looking for him all over Europe, and he hid himself. He was learning in Amsterdam, a place in a kollel, and everyone in the kollel knew who he was, but none. And then someone was malshin, and he was caught by the Christians, and they told him either he has to revert to Christianity or be burned at the stake, and he chose to be burned at the stake, and they brought him back to Vilna to be burned at the stake, and he asked to see the Gaon the night before he was to be burned at the stake, and he says he has no problem being Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him. He'll be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, be Moser Nefesh, but he just feels that he'll be very, very lonely in Trias HaMesim. Trias HaMesim, he's going to come back, and everyone's going to, all the Jews are going to have families and meet their grandparents and great-grandparents and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and he's going to be all alone. He didn't have a chance to get married. He doesn't have any connection to his previous family, and he just feels terrible that his eternity is going to be very, very lonely. And so the Gaon told him, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you that he will be your father. You know, it's that he will be your family. So, oh, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be my family. Then, you know, it's, so the Ger only has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no one else. Everyone else has someone. There's always someone. And so there's a Yotzei Chalatzav. And so we go back to the world that it's possible, in other words, I'm sorry, that the only reason that this is la'olam is because it's impossible that it won't be la'olam, right? However, Tosfos remains with his theory that the moment that it would possibly be not me'olam, were it to be totally in something that could be destroyed, be it a person who could die, be it wine could be destroyed, that wouldn't be la'olam. That Tosfos remains with. Okay? What does he do with the Mishnah in the Darim? Either Mishnah Darim says that Beis Avich is temporary, and Tosfos says Beis Avich is permanent. I mean, so Tosfos has a raya from Tamar. Very nice. But what does Tamar do with the Mishnah? That's one. In other words, we have to be machalik. We have to be machalik. So either it can be machalik, this is stam, and this is mefarish, or look at the Meiri. The Meiri is also working with Tosfos. Hamagarish is ishto tzarach shehei ha'inyan haget dova ha'koreis b'no u'b'na. Mikan amru harei ze gitach ha'manash otishti yayim la'olam ha'shotet leves la'olam ein ze krisus ve'ikan reyach haget. Af al pi she bekonim beis chosheni nichnas amru. We have a Mishnah. Meso machro mutar. La'achar she meso machro. She'ein ze beso. Hayolan olomar af baze ein kori beso vi'ela b'chayav. Da-da-dum. Right? So Tosfos answers, no, b'nedarim holech achar lashon b'nei adam. Avol begitin af la'achar misa saviya hu kori beso aviha. Namely that the pure halachic framework is Beis Aviha is eternal. That's a pure halachic framework. What about in the world of Neder, we say that when the owner dies, then the person's meant to go into the house? That's because in the world of Darim, what is our criteria? Not pure halacha, but... What did he just say? B'nedarim holech achar lashon b'nei adam. We go after the vernacular. We go after the way people view it. People view that when someone dies, then it's no longer his house. Now it's his kid's house. Now it's his friend's, in other words, and now it's someone else's house. But in halachically, it really remains his house. And so when we're dealing with the world of krisus, we're dealing with halacha. And so we have over here a ha'olam that would continue even after the person dies. But in B'lash B'nei Adam, that's the world of the Dar. Okay, so we have Aris Chiluk of Stam and Mefaresh, or we have the Chiluk of the Meiri. The Ritva is also within the same constellation of Tosfos and the Beis HaBachira, and the Ritva points out that we have a Tosefta that says that black and white. The Tosefta says, "Al menashe lo ta'ali be'ilan zeh, al menashe lo ta'ali be'kosel zeh." It doesn't impact on the get. Why doesn't it impact on the get? I'm sorry. In other words, al menashe, the other way around. Al menashe lo ta'ali be'ilan, right, that it does not impact on the get. Why does it not impact on the get? Because ilan ze kosel ze by nature are temporary. They can always fall down. They can always, etc. Anything which is not eternal doesn't impact on the get. Only something which is va'olam. The only case we have of va'olam is beis avir. We have a case of va'olam. But what do we do with the Mishnah in the Darim? So the Ritva wants to say that in 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines down. Veleka lefeirushe, veleka laafrushe bein the dorim litnoyim, kamosha kosfu rabim. Don't make a distinction like the Meiri did between the world of neder, that's tali balasha b'nei adam, and the world of tnai, which is tali on pure halacha. No, we don't make such distinctions. Elohocha ba'omer lekarka zeshel avicha. The hashta mitzera ba'afilu achar misa o mechira. Da'afilu achar nefila karka gufe isa hacha. Karka always remains. Karka over here always remains. So karka always remains. And as such, that's the permanency. It's not, it goes beyond Vayit. Now, it's an ukimta, that we're going beyond the world of Vayit, we're going to the concept of Karaka. However, you saw that there's one Rishon who has a... No, Gendarva said Vayit. Vayit is a house. A house is here today, gone tomorrow. And so the moment it's here today, gone tomorrow, so then it does not impact on the world of T'nai. But something which is lo'olam, like karka, that's going to impact on the world.
Use the same lashon of bias by the avos.
Excuse me.
Use the same lashon of bias by the avos.
So he says that what it means, right? Of ahacha ba'omer, he gets an ukimta that when it meant, in other words, what I would think our Gemara meant, even though it said the word bayit, it means karka. It doesn't mean bayit. It means that the karka on which the bayit is built. The karka zo gotikansi. You shouldn't step on that karka. You're correct. I mean, just pointing out that a lot of Rishonim take this approach. But the Rishon who takes a totally different approach is whom? The Rambam, right? That the Ritva ends off, Yesh B'divya Rambam, Binyanim Eilu Dvarim She'enam Mechuvarim Kol HaTzorach. Okay, what does the Rambam say? So let's look at the Rambam. Hareza Gitech Amanat Shalotelchi Lebeis Avich Ad Shol Shim Yom. So everyone says, Hareza Get. Shalotelchi Lebeis Avich La'olam. Eino get. She'eno krisus. Lefikach, right? So far, the Rambam could very well learn like Tosfos, that Beis Avich is lo'olam. Beis Avich is something that tends to yotzei chalotzav. It refers to karka, whatever you want to say. Lefikach, ha'omer le'isha hareze gitech almanat shelotochli bosar ze lo'olam, almanat shelotishti yayin ze lo'olam, eino get. She'ein ze krisus. At shloshim yom, harei zeket. If I show a woman a steak, and I say, if you will never eat this steak, this will be your get. If you will never eat this steak, then this will be your get. So then, that is considered to be ein zekrisus. That will break the get. Would Tosus agree? Certainly not. Yitachen very much that this meat is going at some point to become rancid. It's going to become enoroi l'achila. It's going to disappear. Something is going to happen. This yayin, some point is going to disappear. According to Tosfos, the moment that yitachin, that it's not going to be la'olam, that's not an issue. That's not a chisaron of krisus. And the Rambam says, almanat shelotochi basar ze la'olam, that would break the get. Almanat shelotishti yayin ze la'olam, that would break the get. V'hu hadin, looking next to the Rambam, harei zegitech amanat shaloti nasi leploni, eino get. Ploni, is he going to live forever? He's also going to die. According to Tosfos, all of these cases, the get will be perfectly fine. We're dealing with things that are finite. We're dealing with things that are built into not la'ola. And according to the Rambam, all of these would be a chisaron of krisus. So what over here is the Rambam's criteria? It's not la'olam. La'olam, none of these are la'olam.
It's opportunity.
Excuse me?
It's opportunity it's the possibility, losing that possibility to accomplish the tonight.
Sharper. And the word so-called self, the Gemara uses the word la'olam. The Rambam uses the word la'olam. But what does the word la'olam mean? Okay, that which is ne'esar is ne'esar legamri, right? That forever over here doesn't mean forever in terms of a timeline. Forever means in the sense of completeness. It's ne'esar legamri. In Hager's language, it's there's no opportunity of getting around the iser that was set up. If we're dealing with an Iser which is a total Iser, even if it is limited in time, right, by the nature of the world, but whatever was Ne'esar remains Usser, so if whatever was Ne'esar remains Usser, That's considered to be a concept of la'olam. Certainly, you know, the Rambam would fit in very, very nicely with the Mishnah in the Darim. Namely, who cares that the father is going to die? Who cares that this house is she's going to be able to go into at some point? As long as it was the father's house, she couldn't go into it at all. That's already whatever was Nesar legamre. But if he would have said, don't go into this house for 30 days, don't eat this meat for 30 days, so then already we see that that which was Nesar was only Nesar temporarily. That would not be considered to be a la'olam. But if whatever was Nesar la'olam in a sense of legamre, that would be enough. So in terms of the Mishnah in the Darim, the Rambam fits it better. What in the world the Rambam does with that Tosefta that the Ritva quotes in Gittin, that Amenashe lo tali be'ilon, is very difficult. That's what I mean. After the Ritva, quotes the Tosefta, then he says, "V'dimri haRambam ena mechuvarim." It doesn't. Then the Rambam doesn't fit in. Amenashe lo tali be'ilon said. That should be la'olam, as long as, you know, as I'm answering you, if the Elon is struck by lightning, it decays, it falls down. Okay, that's not a problem. Whatever was Nesar totally. Okay, so we have over here machlokas in terms of the nature of the world of Krisus. Tov. Okay, what else do we have over here in the sugya? Gemara then asks, Chada mechada lo asya, teise chada mi tarte. In other words, that we want to say that once already we have two gzerot hakatuv in the world of kesef shtar and bia, shouldn't that be enough to learn out the third? Hey teise, lo lichtav rachmana bishtar v'teise mihanach, malahanach shekein. So Gemara says, malahanach, you couldn't learn shtar out from the world of kesef and bia, because there's a common denominator which is missing in shtar. Okay, so the Gemara then looks in another direction. Well, so the Gemara says no, that shtar and keset have a common denominator. Malahanoch shekein kinyanan meruba. How does Rashi learn kein kinyanan meruba? Shekonin, that kesef and shtar go beyond bia, shekonin karkaos va'avadim. Yes?
How would you learn out the third from the other two?
The what?
If let's say the Gemara did only for us two of them, so how would we know the third?
That we have over here three forms of relationships between men and women. We have Ishus, we have Amma Ivriya, and we have Yibum. And within Amma Ivriya and Yibum, we find all three of these. So we say we can't learn a Kal V'Chomer. We knocked off the Kal V'Chomers because we have Pirchot on all the Kal V'Chomers. Why can't we have a B'mem Matzinu? Just as we find in the world of Amma Ivriya and Yibum, that if we have all three, and we have over here two out of the three in the world of Isha, so Kaner'eh, that we have over here a certain common denominator between these three. So Gemara says, no, maybe we have two out of the three, because these two have something which is missing in the third one.
What's so the common denominator between all three?
The common denominator is that they create and they break in relationships between men and women in the world of Amma Ivriya and in the world of Yibum. And so maybe they should similarly create the relationships within the world of Ishus. And so we say, no, maybe you can't bring any proof. Maybe in Achinami, two work, but not the third. Why should two work and not the third? Maybe these two are Hanas and Meruba. Or maybe these two are Meruba in the world of Kinyan and Meruba. What is Kinyan and Meruba? So Rashi says that we have also Karkaos, that shtar and kesser work also on karkos and on avadim. Avadim in the world of Eved Kanani. What over here is? What are two ways of learning this Rashi? Perhaps what the meruba over here in what meruba can have both a quantitative and qualitative meaning. In the quantitative meaning, that's obvious. We added two more realms, so quantitatively it is more effective. How could you understand this as qualitatively? That perhaps. In other words, again, to make a qualitative distinction between kesef and shtar on one hand and bia on the other hand, we're going back to what we spoke about on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. What part of Shulchan Aruch would we throw the kesef and the shtar in, and what part of Shulchan Aruch clearly the bia is in? Right. In other words, maybe kinyan and meruba means that we have over here the world of choshen mishpat. Ma'ase ein kein bia is only a world of Evan Ha'ezer. Maybe to create Ishus, we pointed out, Ishus has many, many aspects to it. Maybe you need something which will work not only in Evan Ha'ezer, like in the world of Yibum, but also in the world of Choshen Mishpat, Kinyan and Meruba, Konin Karkos Avonim, moves over into the world of Choshen Mishpat. Namely, that again, that we could say that this would be a theme which is running through the Sugya. So then the Gemara says maybe that V'lo Nichtav Rahmana Bekesef, V'tesei mehanoch, that here we knock off the hanos on meruba. In other words, because we find that also in kesef, we knock off the kinyan on meruba. We find that also in kesef. So maybe, however, malahanoch, maybe we could say that dafka shtar and bia have a unique common denominator. Shekein yeshnan ba'al korcho, that we find situations where they work without das. Masha'in ken kesef. Kesef is from what world? From the world of Choshen Mishpat, where you require what? Das. In the whole world of Choshen Mishpat, we're talking about Das. We require Das Kona. So in the world of Bia, that's part of it's a totally different world. It's a world of procedure. In the world of Shtar, so the shtar that we speak about as being Baal Korcha is a get. Again, we're dealing with a procedure. But when we're dealing on the world of Kesef, V'chol Radon over here, we require Das. V'chi Tema Kesef Name Baal Korcha Ba'ama Ivriya. So Kesef is also L'chol Radon, a procedure. That we find that it works without Das in the world of Ama Ivriya. V'ishus Miha Lo Eshkachan. We don't find kesef being Baal Korchach in the world of Ishus. Here, Tosus has a tremendous issue, Al Pisvara, but it's compounded by what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ba'ama Ivriya Baal Korcha, Aviha Mochra, namely the Katana, Shalom Mida'ata. However, says the Gemara, Be'ishus Mi'alo Eshkachan. What's problematic over here? What do we have exactly parallel to the world of Ama Ivriya that Aviyah Mochra Shalobidata? Aviyah Mekatsha Shalomidata. When we're dealing with the Katana, we pointed out that we have that exact same. So what over here is the Gemara distinguishing? And Rashi was Lechora was aware. If he wrote Aviyah Mochra Shalomidata, Rashi wasn't aware that the very next line is talking about Kiddushin. And isn't the Kedusha Ketana very, very similar to the Ama Ivriya? That's what Tosfos says. Perish Bekuntras Bia Biyavama Shtar BeGerushin Kesef Ama Ivriya VeKoshiler Benutam Im Zechot VeBal Korcha Mashav Mocheres Bita Baal Korcha. As Rashi points out, Im Kain Maiko Amar Ravuna LeKame Kesef VeIshus Mielo Eshkachan Baal Korcha Halo Av Mekadishes Bito Ketana VeKesef Baal Korcha. It's the next line of the Gemara, and again it's repeated on the Hey Amud Beis. So Kaneret, that this is a very powerful distinction. But what's the distinction? How do we distinguish between Kesef Kedushin and between Kesef of Ama Ivriya? So Rabbeinu Tam begins to give an answer, and then you know, where it divides itself into two directions. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the kevan da'av bimkom bito koi, ein zechashuv ba'al karcha. Kevan shehu midato shel av. That in the world of Kedushin, it's not ba'al karcha. In Achinami, it's not midas ha'ketana, because a ketana has no das. And so, but what is it? It's midas ha'av. And therefore, what is it considered? Ki'ilu? It's ki'ilu midas ha'ketana. Namely, that the father over here is like the apotropos. His das stands in for her. When I grew up, there was a TV show that was called Father Knows Best. It was considered to be like a normative American family, in which the children would make all sorts of mistakes, and the father would correct them because father knows best. That his das would take the place of their das, and that was considered to be 50 years ago normative, that even in American society, right? That father knows best. So over here, the father's das will be the ketana's das. What still lends itself to be understood? Why don't we say that also by? By the Amavriya. I mean, what did we do? We said that, you know, we have a problem, that we have two cases where it appears that it's Baal Korcho. Both selling your daughter as an Amavriya and giving your daughter over in Kedushin. So we say, no, there's a difference. That by the Kedushin, we have Das. Das of the father will substitute for her Das. Why don't we say that as well in the world of Amavriya? So here we have two directions. We have one direction which is given by Tosfos and the name of to explain Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam himself introduces another factor that Avraham introduced earlier in the shir. So let's try to work with Rashi before bringing in the new factor that Tosfos brings in. Let's look on the second line from the end of Tosfos. V'yesh miyashvim perish akuntrus devadai zekori ba'al korcha mechira shel ama ivriya. In the world of Amma Ivriya, we don't say the father's da'as is considered her da'as. Shechovula. V'im hayisa bas da'as, lo hayisa mitratzeit. Avo kedushe ketana, lav chovula, kamo mechira. V'sofa omedes li nase, im hayisa bas da'as, hayisa mitratzeit. That's lo chashiv al korcha. What over here is the... What over here are the Yesh Miyashvim? How are they explaining Rashi? Why would we view the father's das as being the equivalent of her das in the world of Kedushin, but the father's das is not the equivalent of her das in the world of Amma Ivriya?
She wants to be married, she doesn't want to be an Amma Ivriya.
Yes, and in other words, okay, let's try and think of halachic terminology. The relationship between the father and the daughter. We used two different terms previously when we were dealing with these issues. One is the concept of Baal Davar, and the other is the concept of Baal. Which of these would relate to the world of Mechira, and which of these would relate to the world of Kedushin? Excellent. Right. In the world of Kedushin, which is basically Litovata, just that we're missing a factor of Das. How can she get married without Das? We need Das Machne. We pointed out you can't have Kedushin without Das. So the father will be the Baal Dover. He will stand in for his daughter. Namely, that he and the daughter are basically one unit. This is being litovata. She wants to get married, but she doesn't have technically da'at. So the father's da'at will serve as her da'at. He is the Baal Dover. And therefore, he is the one, father knows best, he's the one who's choosing the chasan, because he knows this is what the daughter would want had she been a bit older. Mashen Enkein, in the world of Shivchus, this is l'chovasa of the daughter, that we are putting her into a bind for a certain period of time. What right does the father have to do that to his daughter?
He owns her.
She's his mama. She's his kinya. He's in other words, he's basically handing her over as he would hand over his book, as he would hand over his suitcase. Now he's handing over his daughter. He owns his daughter. So over here, we can speak about da'ato, his da'as, is her da'as. So this is not Baal Korcha. Mashenken over here, his da'as is not her da'as. She doesn't have da'as. Right? This is Baal Korcha. This is, here she's being sold. She is being sold by her owner. This is not considered to be an act of das on her part. In the case of Kedushin, we have the concept of he can be the Baal Dabar. He can stand in for her. He has das. She has a technical issue of a lack of das. So this is considered to be a world of das. This, however, Mashiach and Bat-Malchir, it's a world of Baal Korcha. It's something that I think fits in very, very nicely. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't go in that direction. What did Rabbeinu Tam introduce? Nu Avram, what did Rabbeinu Tam introduce? Yir. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam said, no. In other words, that really the world of Bechira and the world of Kedushin are one and the same. Now, which way? Which of these? Which one or two? Which are they both? He doesn't distinguish between one and two. What? In both of them, the father is the Baal Dover. In both of them, we have over here a world that this is considered to be Midata. This is not the Baal Korcha that the Gemara says. This is not the Baal Korcha. What is the Baal Korcha the Gemara is talking about? Avram? Yehud, right? That's the Baal Korcha. That over there, the father has no say, the daughter has no say, purely in the hands of the other. Let's read it inside. V'yesh lamar, dehachi parach. Kesef isa bama Baal Korcha kevan sha'adon miya'id la et ha'ivriya b'kesef miknasa Baal Korcha sh'la'av. Baal Korcha shel habat. The hada meaning lekaman. Asher lo yada shetarach yada. Lo shetarach asod miritzona. Tarach lehodia shel l'shem kedushin miyada. Okay. Va'af al gav damar lekaman beishus miyago ashkachna. V'chi agavna shemiyaid have yishus. Mikomakom betchila lo ba mikesa bishvil yishus. Okay. That we're dealing over here. This is the world of the ama ivriya being Baal Korcha. The yiyud. That's Baal Korcha. Why didn't Rashi learn like this? And what over here could be the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? What issue is Rabbeinu Tam raising over here, sort of opening a certain Pandora's box in terms of the relationship between which two concepts? Kedushin and Yid, right. In other words, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kedushin and Yid are apples and oranges. That they have nothing, one, well, I shouldn't say Kedushin and Yid. I would go a little closer. Kedushin and Yid, the Rabbeinu Tam does talk about. And he says that really, Yid is a form of Kedushin, but it's a question of where it begins. But rather, in terms of the process of the process that occurs to an Amma Ivriya. That first she goes through what stage that the father is involved? Mechira. Mechira Kishitcha. And then we move over into Yir. How does Rashi view that process, you know, of the world of Mechira Kishitcha? How does Rashi view this process, and how does Rabbeinu Tam view this process? According to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is there any conceptual connection between the Mechira Keshivcha and the Yiyud? No, we're dealing with the same girl. But who is the Baal Davar in terms of Mechira Keshivka?
The
father. Who is the Baal Davar in terms of the world of Yiyud? The Adam. Right? In other words, it's totally out of the father's hands. Mashenken, according to Rashi, how would you view it? What are the we already spoke about what are the Kesef Kedushin of the world of Yiyud? The original money of the Mechira. That serves as a Kesef Kedushin. So how would Rashi view this world of Yiyud? That the father is always involved. In other words, it's only a time lapse. Namely, that basically the Mechira Keshivka has within it, as Avraham pointed out, this potential of Yiyud. It's up to the Adon whether he wants to actualize the potential of Yiyud. But when he actualizes it, basically he is receiving the daughter from whom? From the father. Namely, the question is, what role does the father play in the world of Yiyud? Rabbi Natan is machadish to us that the Baal, the father, plays no role in the world of Yiyud. Even though in the world of the Mechira, he is not a Baal, he's a Baal Davar. But it ends with the world of Mechira, and then Yiyud is a process which is initiated by the Adam. According to Rashi, Mapitam, Yiyud is not a process which is initiated by an Adam. Yiyud is simply taking that which was in potential and actualizing it. That the daughter was given as given over by Mechira, with the knowledge that this Mechira could evolve into a Yiyud. When the Mechira evolves into a Yiyud, then we view it in retrospect as though the father gave her over to the Adon. It was all part of one process. We don't break it between one and the other. So according to Rashi, the Baal Korcho is, the entire process is Baal Korcho. Mashenken, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, the Mechira Keshivka was considered halachically midata. The father's da'at substituted for a da'at. The Yiyud is a totally different process, which is Baal Korcho. Just to give you the Arishon, who says that which Rabbeinu Tam implies, but it says it black and white, look, let's go back a minute to the Ramban on Daf Gimel Medeis that I photostated for you. If you recall over there, the Gemara was dealing with the fact, can we learn the world of Kedushin from the world of Amma Ivriya? And we saw Rishonim who wanted to distinguish that the world of Amma Ivriya by its nature is something which is temporary. Maximum, it's X number of years. Maximum, it's until she brings Simonim. We're dealing with a temporary relationship. Mashenken Kedushin is permanent. The fact that a father can temporarily put his daughter on ice doesn't mean that it's permanent. And over there we saw that Tosus raised the question, but isn't within the world of Alma Ivriya that possibility of Yiyud? And isn't that Yiyud going to be something which is permanent? And why are we ignoring that? So look at the Ramban. The Ramban asks, we learn from the bottom, Vim Tomar, Ha Bizvune, when the daughter is sold, Iboi Miyadva. How can we say that the world of Shivcha is temporary and therefore the father is in charge of her as long as she's a Ketana and a Nara? Doesn't this continue even into Bagrus in the world of Yiyud? Ikal Amemar Yiyud Lav Avka Avidle El Zechus Shezich Satara V'Adonu Aval Av Ein Diyad Alamokra El L'Shivchus Neshi Yotza B'Narus Ubabagus, Shadina Lotzeis Mirishusa. Namely, that we have the ability of putting on blinders and say the Mechira works because how long does the Mechira work? As long as she's a Katana, as long as she's a Nara. The moment that she is Roa Simonim, then she leaves the Rishus of the Adam. And the father has Bailus over her when she is a Katana. That's why the father could sell her as a shivcha. There is a possibility of yiyud, and that would remain even after she is mevia simanim. So says Rabbeinu Tam, no, that's considered to be a schut of the adon. Namely, the father sells her into a temporary state of shivchus, and then there is this schut of the adon to be miyayder that has nothing to do with the father. And the bottom line is that she is now going to be married forever and ever. Fine, but that's not the father. Rashi doesn't have to agree with that. Rashi can say no, that the Torah has this frame of Kedushin that goes in two stages. Stage number one is Mechira, stage number two is up to the Adam to take the option of being Miyayher, and when he's Miyayher, so we're using the Kesef Mechira as the Kesef Kedushin, and it's all one process that began with the Av. You can't say that this is something which is, the Adon has the right to actualize the potential, but the Av was the one is still considered to be involved. Okay, so Nafkamina is, in terms of our sugya, what is Baal Korcho? Can we, do we have to say that the entire Mechira is Baal Korcho and somehow distinguish between Kedushin and Mechira in terms of the relationship of his Da'as and her Da'as? That's the way Rashi would learn, in terms of Chov and Schut. Or do we say, no, the Mechira and the Kedushin are both Midata. His Da'as is her Da'as. He's the Baal Dover. And Yud, there we have a separate realm, which is totally purely in the Adon, that is Baal Korcho, and that's the uniqueness of the world of Yiv, but it doesn't go back to the world of Mechira. Mechira is Midaita via the father, and Yiv is Baal Korcho. Okay, so Chora, that this would be totally in the nature of Yiv. Yes.
Does this also fall into the machlokes of whether or not the original Kedushin, which had the original money given to her, is going to be considered Kedushin?
100%. 100%, right. I mean, that Rashi would be fit in much neater if we're going to assume that the original money is Kesef Kedushin. Rabbi Nutam would be neater if it was not, but we can learn either way. I mean, it's not Mukhruch. I don't want to link a Machokas Rishonu to Machokas Tanoim. Okay? It would be neater if it would be that way. Okay. The Gemara now moves over to an issue that we raised earlier. What is the Mishnah coming to exclude when it says Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim? And we have Rav Huna, who holds that really there is a fourth way. Amar Rav Huna Chupa Kona Mikal V'Chomer Uma Kesef She'eno Ma'achil B'Truma Kona Chupa She'ma'acheles B'Truma Eino Din She'tikne. That when we have a Bas Yisrael who is marrying a Kohen, at what point can she eat Truma? What point do we consider her to be connected enough to her husband that she can eat Truma? Is Kesef sufficient? No. Chupa is. So if Kesef, which is not Ma'achil B'Truma, we have a Kinyan, Chupa, which is Ma'achil B'Truma, namely, we have over here what's considered to be a stronger connection between the husband and the wife, Eino Din She Tikne. And on this, the Gemara is going to have all sorts of issues in terms of the nature of Kesef, nature of Chupa, the question of Tchila, the question of Gemar, etc., etc. But what we have to ask ourselves very simply is simply technically, just to understand what we're talking about, what is Chupa? What is this Chupa that we are speaking about, which allows which in our language would move a woman from an arusa to being a nesua, so that she could eat truma? So what does the Tosfos Ri Hazaken point out? Alatar chupa yichud. Yichud is considered to be chupa that we have over here. That were and were someone were to be according to Rav Huna, were someone to go into a yichud room and tell the woman, I want to be kone you with this yichud, then we would have a possibility that would work. If he could be kone her with kesef, giving her a ring, he can be kone her also with yichud, because yichud is chupa, and chupa creates a stronger relationship than kesef. However, I sent you to Tosfos in Sukkah, who has a very, very different view of chupa. Right, Tosfos in Sukkah is dealing with the chiyuv of a chasan v'shushbinav in the world of Sukkah, that we don't want to impact on the simcha of the chasan. We don't want to impact negatively, and the simcha of the chasan ain't simcha ella b'chupa. And Tosfos points out that you only make the birkos sheva brachos on a meal which is eaten in the chupa. And so, what does Tosfos say is the chupa? Iker Yeshivas Chasan Vekala during the Shevas Yimei Mishte. Sometimes it's called Beis HaChasan. Namely, in the time of Chazal, the Chasan and Kala would have a temporary home during the Shevas Yimei Mishte. Maybe they would be in a hotel room for those Shevas Yimei Mishte. Maybe they would be in someone's apartment for those Shevas Yimei Mishte. Wherever they're going to be, that's considered to be the world of Chuppah. In other words, Chuppah, only a meal eaten in that hotel room, in that apartment that they were given, would be Chayav Sheva Brachos, and a husband then could tell a woman, I want to bring you into my Beis Chasan, and by bringing you into Beis Chasan, I want to make a Kinyan, and that's what the Gemara is speaking about. The Rambam, Nishtahin, well, sort of, not to say Nishtahin Nishtaher, but rather the Rambam has a conglomerate. What is the Rambam's chuppah? Right, I didn't quote the Rambam because the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. So I just quoted the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, Ad sheyavi ota letoch beiso. Not where they're planning on being for the week of the wedding. But we assume that before Chasan got married, he purchased a home, he has a field, and then he gets married. That's the order of the Torah. And so he has a home. So he brings her into his home, v'yisiyached ima. In other words, that yichud in his home, not a yichud in a room, in a temporary dwelling, a yichud in his home, that would be considered to be the world of chuppah. That's the three-way machokas rishonim that we have, black on white. I should say that you know, or it's one can get to through the Rambam. Then the Ramah adds in v'yeshomim chuppah ena yichud ela kol shehivia chasan lebeso. L'shem Nisuim, he quotes the Ran in the beginning of Ksuvas, quotes the Yesh Omrim, that you don't need both stages of the Rambam, only that stage of the Knisa Batoch Beso, bringing her into his apartment, into his home. The Yesh Omrim Shechupa Ze Sheports in Suda Arosham Bishas HaBracha. The Suda Arosham Bishas HaBracha, those of you who have been at a Yekesha wedding, What is done at the Yekesha wedding after what? A talus, right? The talus is put over the chasan and the kala, porsin suda al rosham bishas habracha for the sheva brachos. That's considered to be the chuppah. V'yesh omrim chupas besula shiyotza behinuma, what we call, in other words, the badekin, the veil. In other words, that we have a badekin. And that's dafka by a besula. V'haminak pashut achshav likros chupa b'makom shemachnisin sham yiria prusa gabe kunsaos. What we call colloquially the chupa, the canopy on the four that's held by four friends of the chasan or amudim for columns. U'machnisin tachtei chasan v'kala b'rabim. Umekachim, v'achakach melichim osam rabayis v'ochim biyachad v'mokom tzanua. You know, it's not, nowadays our chuppah consists of two factors, the structure of the chuppah followed by yichud, and the Beis Shmuel says that, the Bach says that we're noeg to add in, God says, kol hadeos, but the Bach's kol hadeos goes as far as adding what in? If we need the structure of the chuppah, we need the yichud and the hinuma, the badekin. Namely, that according to the Bach, if you were asked to be an eid chuppah, you should see the badekin, see the chasan kala under the structure of the chuppah, and be the eid yichud. That threesome is the combination. And that's minhag Ashkenaz, taking all three of those. Minhag Sfarad goes back to the world of the Rambam, and the Balei HaTosfos in Sukkah, that the kala is brought into the house of the chasan. It's unclear whether we can use a temporary house like Tosfos. We need dafka that the permanent home where the chasan and kala are going to live for the first stage of their marriage. And that, in other words, that the Eide Yichud are that after the wedding they would accompany the chasan and kala back to their apartment or back to their hotel room. And according to Tosfos, and they would watch them go in, and that would be stand there for 7 minutes, and then they would be the Eide Yichud. Nothing is done at the wedding itself because there's no bias, there's no Beis Chasanim in a wedding hall. So we have over here different stages of yichud. The common denominator is that classically this is a second stage. After the Harayat Mekudeshet via Kesef and Shtar, nowadays we're not knowing via Kesef and Shtar, then we would have this as the Nisum. The Rav Huna is saying, let this serve as the Erisin / Nisuin. Let the chuppah be alone on its be enough on its own without having a first stage. Chuppah kona mikal v'chomer. And what is this kal v'chomer? From the world of Chuma. That the second stage is enough to be turn this woman into a married to a, enough of a kesher that she can, even if she's a Yisraelit, she can now eat truma. So kal v'chomer kesev, which doesn't have that impact, and so the chuppah certainly should be enough to make a kinyan. Ula says, Amar Ula, just a minute, Dvar Torah arusa bas Yisrael ocheles betruma. Shene'emar v'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. V'hai, this woman, kinyan kaspo hu. U'matam amr v'eno ocheles gzera shemi yibzugu lakos v'beis aviyah v'tashkenu l'achia u'la achio seha. The whole kal v'chomer doesn't make sense. The kal v'chomer is assuming that kesef does not ma'achil truma d'oraisa. But the world we have, says u'la adrasha, v'kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. We're dealing with the pasuk in Parshas Emor, and this brings a woman, a wife, at the stage of erusin into the home of the chasan, and she could already truma midoraisa, even a mu'ureset who is still in her husband's, in her father's home. But once she receives the kesef, once she is considered to be kinyan kaspo, she can already eat truma. She can only not eat drabanon because we're afraid she's going to feed her relatives truma since she's still living beis aviha and her relatives are Yisraelim. All right, so this breaks the kal v'chomer, so we have to reestablish the kal v'chomer. But what I pointed out, yes?
Just a clarification point. According to Rav Huna, is chuppah kedushin and nisuin at one time?
That we're going to see on Daf Hayamad Beis. That's our working assumption currently. That rather than having two stages, let's just go straight to the second stage, and that would substitute for first and second. We're going to see the Gemara is going to deal with this on Amad Beis, trying to understand exactly what Rav Huna is referring to. Is he dealing with one stage, or having a double chuppah, a chuppah that will be first kedushin, and a second chuppah that will be serve as nisuin? That we'll see, you know, as we go through the sugya. But over here, I just to complete the inyan of truma, I pointed out to you that there is an alternate drasha to the one which is found in our Gemara. Our Gemara deals with kinyan kaspohu. Firstly, simply, what does that tell us about, according to Ula, what is, you know, what words to use? What echoes do you hear in this concept of kinyan kaspo that we dealt with back in our hakdama in terms of the nature of the kinyan of the world of kedushin? What does it appear to be over here? In other words, we dealt with the question of to what degree is the woman owned by the husband? What does it appear over here? To speak about it first being kinyan kaspo. It appears to be. That's what the Tosas Harash, if you recall the Tosas Harash in Ksuvas, on Daf Beis, when the Gemara spoke about Nistachba Sadehu, that if she is ill, it's as though, you know, where it's his field was flooded. So the Tosas Harash over there used the language Mamono, Kinyano, etc. Look at Tosas Harash over here. Kevan Shemoshel Aleha Umeshubedet Lo Mikri Kinyan Kaspo. That kinyan kaspo is not necessarily, the stress is not on the word kaspo, it's on the word kinyan. Kevan shemosha aleha, that he owns her. However, there's another drasha as well that's found in the Sifri, that Rashi quotes in Bamidbar. That in Bamidbar it speaks about kol tahor b'beiska yochaloso, that anyone in the base kohen can eat truma, and Rashi over there quotes the Sifri, kol tahor l'rabos ishto. My nafgamina, if we are learning out from the pasuk of kinyan kaspo, or we're learning out from the pasuk of ishto, I mean, why does Ula quote the drasha of kinyan kaspo? Yes?
Maybe according to this, it wouldn't be a complete Kenyan.
Right. In other words, that our Hava Amina, in our Gemara, that Kesef Eino Ma'achil, Chupa Ma'achelas, is not a mistake. That's really what comes out from the drasha of Tahor Be'beso. Beso implies Nisuin. Beso implies we saw it. Chupa means bringing a kala into your home, called Tahor Be'beso. That really means the Araisa she would only eat as a Nisuin. That's the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi points out that Abbas Yisrael Mureses Lekohen does not eat truma. The Yerushalmi over there learns it called Tahar Bebeisva Yochlenu. Veles he gav Besa. And Mureses is not yet in the house. Namely, that according to the Yerushalmi, Mida Oraisa, a Mureset cannot eat. If you're working off of Koltar Bebeso, only Beso. Not, in other words, if you're learning off of Kinyan Kaspo, that would include a Mureset. Working off of Beso, that would exclude a Mureset. A second nafkamina would be the Sugi in Yevamos. What about Avde Malug? When a woman gets married, she brings with her Nichse Malug as part of her Nadunya. Let's say she brings Avadim, and she is still an Arusa. Could those Avadim eat from the Truma? If we're dealing with Kinyan Kaspo, then Yitachen that yes. When the husband is Kona her, he's Kona her Avadim. It's Kinyan Kaspo. In other words, these Avadim now are Chayev to do Malacha for him. Masha'enken, if we're working off of Kol Tohar Beveso includes his wife. Kol Tohar Beveso, no one says, includes Avadim. Avadim would only be a din of Kinyan Kaspo. So we have over here, you know, it's an issue. We have over here a Hava Mina of our Gemara and a Maskana. The Hava Mina, that Chupa Ma'achelas, Masha'enken Kesef Eno Ma'achil, that's the Sifri, working off of Kol Tohar Beveso. V'hamar Ula says, but we have another drasha. We have a drasha that's Bar Torah Arusa Ocheles Betruma, Kohen Kiyikta Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. That second drasha, that breaks the Kal V'chomer. The first drasha would still allow for the Kal V'chomer. Okay? But the sugi over here in Kedushin works with the drasha of Ula. B'chal, the Bavli, works with the drasha of Ula. The Yerushalmi works with the drasha of the Sifri. So what we're going to see next time is to deal with Yisrael's issue of the what exactly is Rav Huna saying over here, the issue of a Kal V'chomer, the Tosas on top of Daf Hei Amud Beis, Chupa, what happened to the rule of Dayog Avamin Adin L'Yos K'Nidon? How can you build a Kal V'chomer to bring in a second stage? Why don't we just leave it that it's good for a second stage, not for a first stage? Part of Yisrael's question. And we're basically going to go through the, you know, Rashi and Tosos on Amud Beis. And what we're going to see also is, are we dealing over here dafka with the chupa of a ketana, or what would be pashtus, even the chupa of bogeres, and my nafkamina, and how to understand over here the various Rashis that we have in our sugya. So I'll give you the daf of Marakomos Bli Neder when Seder begins tomorrow morning.